Of early hours, dance along. It's 7 minutes past 4 o'clock, and if you've been following the afternoon show, you'll know that yesterday we featured, well, it was a different kind of show. There was a story in circulation, largely on social media, but I suppose if you're part of the Bolita community, you were following it, possibly just through word of mouth. And just to set the scene, here again is a bit of a recap of events. There has been for many years a kind of situation where in Bolito, people that are homeless have arrived and discovered that, well, you know what, there's a community in Bolito that is pretty kind, and they in many instances are, you know, pretty, in a sense, gullible, to the point where there have been some difficult situations that have had unpleasant outcomes, and you know, people have been moved on, but not everyone. One of the characters, and there are a few in Bolito that stand out, but one of those is a fellow called Barry Godwin. He lives in a park close to the library, and he spends his day on the beach at Salmon Bay, possibly up and down. He has a dog. He's not a beggar. He's not a hustler. He doesn't ask for money. He doesn't, generally speaking, make a nuisance of himself. And he just wants to be left alone. Problem is, he's homeless, effectively. And therefore, it's a precedent. And the precedent is not a comfortable one, because while one can accept the fact that this gentleman is considered by many to be a bit of an icon and an eccentric character, and you know, he does no harm. In fact, some people say they feel safe because he's there. One can't have one bylaw for one individual and another for somebody else. There has to be, for society to work and to operate, and for people to live in peace and harmony, there needs to be rules and regulations, and they need to be followed. In Barry's case, it seems that the rules and the regulations were bent to the point where he became a fixture for many years. And until recently, that's how the situation has been allowed to continue. But of late, there's been conflict. A neighbor who lives in adjacent to the park where Barry pitches his tent has been hard-pressed because, well, he has a dog. Barry has a dog. Dogs fight, and it's led to all sorts of uncomfortable situations and conflict. Yesterday, we gave you the opportunity through the wonders of technology to give us, you know, your opportunity to voice your opinion. And many suggested that one should live and let live, and the nonsense that has been created by this incident where Barry was in fact arrested on Friday and spent the weekend in prison. That should never have happened. They say the man is, you know, he has been prejudiced, etc., etc. And yeah, okay. I tried to get the other side of the coin. In other words, a complaint was laid. And I tried to get hold of the complainant, who is not, you know, there's no sub judice in terms of South African law. His information was fairly accessible to the public. So his name is Nick Allers, you can call him. I tried to get hold of him. I left a message. He said he was in court. He couldn't respond. And eventually he did respond. And I, on air, said that I would go, if he responded, I would go and find his, I'd find him and we would chat. I'd get an alternative, or his version of events, which I did. And I must say, having spent a couple of, maybe half an hour or so, going through video evidence that he has, documentary evidence that he has presented, countless messages that he's sent to ward councillors and the municipality, trying to find a solution, and failing. And then seeing the conflict and listening to the threats and not coming from him, I must say, but from Barry, who I've been led to believe was, you know, peaceful, harmless individual. I saw a different side to him, but then he may have been provoked. And this is the thing. But here is an opportunity now for us to hear, not from Nick's perspective, he's been advised at the moment that it would be better for him, how you know, not to be in the public eye, so to speak, until the matter has been properly aired and put to rest. And I'm hoping that today we'll be able to do that, because definitely in every saga there are two sides to every story, but possibly three. Nick has elected for a friend of his, Kaylin Geeky, who is a journalist and knows the saga pretty well firsthand, to come in and simply chat a little bit about what he understands the situation to be. And Kaylin is in the studio with me right now. Welcome to you. Nice to have you in the afternoon show. Oh, sorry, mate. I've got to give you a microphone. There it is.
Testing. Thanks for having me.
So, Kaylin, you are party to, and have been party to, some of the issues around this matter and some of the conflict. In your opinion, I'm not asking you to pass judgment as to who's right and who's wrong. I just want you to put into perspective how this situation has come to pass, in your opinion.
The situation with
the conflict that led to Nick having to resort to laying a complaint that led to Barry being arrested. I don't think he intended any malfeasance other than trying to establish peace and a sense of, I suppose, priorital justice. I don't know. You would be better placed to comment. You have been close to it.
I'm not sure how much I can comment on the legal issues of it. Because it's still underway with the court order and everything.
By the way, on that subject, we had an attorney in yesterday who gave an opinion that if we were able to find a kind of common ground, and if the complaint was to be removed, then the threat of further imprisonment for Barry would disappear. And I found Nick to be very accommodating in that regard. He said it was never his intention to cause that sort of harm. And all he wanted was to be left in peace. That's all he wanted. And the situation had escalated to the point where this was clearly impossible. So there was a protection order issued to move Barry away from his fence and away from his dog. That's where it all went wrong, because Barry wouldn't move away, and so on. Is that as you understand it?
It's pretty much the gist of it. There's a lot more to it. The thing with Barry is he's got this iconic status. But there are a lot of homeless people in Bolito, and they don't enjoy such privileges as Barry does. Now, I've had good interactions with him and never had an issue. But after what I've seen personally and with what you've seen, it's a lot of a different story. It's safe to say the dog started a lot of this. No one wanted this to get where it was, but actually it's been more the online abuse that Nick has taken, because no one knows the full facts of the story.
And so what are the full facts?
I think that's for Nick to decide. He's got to tell that side of the story.
As far as you know, though.
Well, put it this way. There's going to be a lot of embarrassed people. It's not going to be good. It's unfortunate, because I never thought that's what would happen, but it's more of people. I think the thing that's upset Nick a lot is social media outrage, with people talking about where he lives and what they want to do, and a lot of people also spreading information about him, disinformation, defaming, essentially, libeling. He's had threats, and it's crazy, because as soon as people know the full story, oh my word, yeah. It's going to be a few apologies handed out.
So let's unpack, not necessarily the full story, because, you know, as you say, that's possibly for Nick to tell. But as far as I was able to ascertain last night, he moved into a property as a tenant, unaware that there was a homeless man living next door, right on his boundary. The fence is a palisade fence, so there you can see through it, and certainly dogs can see through it. Barry has a dog. Nick has a dog. Dogs being dogs, got into a bit of an altercation, and there was a request to bring peace and prosperity. Barry clearly was defending his dog, and Nick was defending his right to have his house and home unmolested. And it kind of escalated to a point of, can we find each other? Clearly not. And then ultimately, in order to restore some semblance of peace, a protection order was applied for after lots of other avenues were tried. There was
many months. There was
attempts, as I understand it, to get the ward councillors to intervene, to get the municipality to intervene, the authorities, where I believe the real problem lies. Because surely to goodness, there are bylaws that are there to prevent this kind of thing from taking place. And, it, you know, fair to say, there might have been a bit of a sentimental attachment to the notion of a man living on the fringes of society, being no harm to anyone, doing his thing, and one can appreciate that. But you can't have one law for one situation and another for another situation. It has to be one singular approach, and that's how it needs to be applied. It wasn't in this case. It led to ongoing many months of frustration and anger, and eventually a legal requirement not to have the man arrested, as I understand, but to simply have him moved away so that they could live in peace. He put up a spotlight, Nick did, and a camera to, I suppose, gather evidence that he was being impinged upon. Clearly, that wasn't a popular move as far as Barry was concerned, because, well, he couldn't sleep with spotlight. So Barry covered the spotlight. That was, you know, it was, you can see how this thing is going. It's escalating, sadly, and to the point where, in order to find, I suppose, some solace in the situation, some peace might be a better word. The authorities were eventually called in. And they acted. They acted probably with malice, because the man was arrested on a Friday. And as you know, as a journalist, I'm sure you do, that if you're arrested on a Friday, you can't appear in court before the Monday. So you spend the weekend in prison.
From my understanding, I mean, like I said, I don't even know if I want to be talking about that part, but it wasn't just Friday that they rolled in to arrest him. So he had been given many warnings. It just so happened it was that day, from my understanding.
Yes,
so a lot of people think this was done on purpose.
No, I'm not suggesting that it was done on purpose by the complainant, but I think that the authorities, knowing full well that if they arrested him on a... Yeah, so that was a bit unkind. But, you know, be that as it may, the authorities then did act, and it would appear that the criminal justice system took a look at this and said, there's no case, really. There's no reason to lock this man up, because apparently there were no charges brought. He was given a final warning, a stern warning, that he needs to find accommodation. So that, you know, that's fair enough. So. But the fact remains now that you have a man who has simply tried to get some sort of situation brought under control in terms of living in peace.
I've been there for entertainment, and it's not exactly peaceful. And I think a lot of people in the road might know that too. Whether they will speak for it is another story. I think the main thing also is about vagrancy. I didn't know yesterday, and I still don't know if it's really true, if it's illegal to be a vagrant in Belito or whatever. So
there are bylaws,
so
I'm
there's
sure.
a lot of homeless people here. But Barry gets special mention, and everyone loves his story, and it's a great story. But I mean, at the end of the day, if he's sleeping in a park, that's one thing. If there's issues coming with it, and obviously the tenant that lives there is the only one who lives next door to him. So if other people live next door to him, they might have a different view. In fact, I 100% guarantee it, as I've been there. Barry, from what I know, because I'm not a Belito local, a beloved Belito local, but I live here. Barry enjoys iconic status, but from what I've heard, people have offered him for many years to stay in houses, accommodation, money. You spoke about it yesterday. I know of 3 or 4 people that have said they know people who've offered. I've read it online. So Barry doesn't want to move. So if Barry doesn't want to move, then what is the tenant supposed to do?
Well, I think that's led to the events of the past weekend, and the situation has moved on from there. And I'm happy to report that apparently there has now been agreement, consensus on the part of Barry, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I got information today that he has agreed that he needs to find accommodation that is suitable, and he's going to accept the offer that has been made, or offers that have been made. He will remove himself from the park, and he will conform to a more acceptable lifestyle going forward, which is good news. I also have it on on record that that Nick is prepared to drop the complaints. And I think in the spirit of Ubuntu, which is a good spirit to embrace, that maybe that society should calm down a little and understand that there are two sides to this saga, probably three sides to the story, as there are with every story. And ultimately, if we cool down and stop casting threats and allegations and aspersions based on half information and half truth.
But Dave, that's what I want to get to, because having experienced this too on all these social platforms in Belito, there's a select few people that run these admin. And I've watched how targeted harassment, whether they're doing it on purpose or not, I don't know. But it feels like, having been involved in one of these spats where I was eventually booted off because my free speech obviously wasn't in accordance with theirs. These are the same groups that have posted about obviously Nick's story and Barry, and everything has been anti-Nick, but no one knows the truth. So like I say, it's going to be a lot of egg on faces, and Nick's going to be very, I don't know, we'll see what Nick actually wants to do. That's about what he wants to do. But I've noticed all these allegations and things have been pulled off social media, which obviously people know that's the right thing to do, because you can't defame people, make threats and do things and just get away with it because you hide behind a computer screen or because you're some local and you know everyone.
Yeah, you know, the tenets of good journalism and good reporting are fact and fair comment.
Journalism 101, and it doesn't look like anyone understands that.
Well, that's the danger with social media, because you know, clearly the barrier to entry is very low and anyone becomes an authority. But ultimately, on a responsible platform, and I'm hoping that anyone listening to this will accept the premise of fact and fair comment. Let's, in any saga, get to the fact as far as one can, and then deliver fair comment.
And don't
on that.
Comment if you don't know the full side.
And
I think emotions ran high in Belito, because Belito is a tight-knit community. There's a lot of people who do lots of good charity businesses, employment. I know a lot of them. And it is a tight-knit community, but there's this little underbelly and this undercurrent, especially on these social media platforms, especially Facebook. And there's people running it, and they're not doing anyone a service. It's about them harassing people, bullying people. I mean, they tried it with me, but like I gave them short shrift. But then I watched them try to do it to people who try to defend. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people I know these people too. You'll know them, I know them. So it's a bit of a, you know, it's quite tough to, people don't want to hear hard truths. They claim to hunger for truth, but seldom like it when it's dished up.
Often one doesn't want to hear something that is different from your perception, because your perception is your reality.
Yes, but getting caught in a vacuum of like your own echo chamber, this is how you end up with how, just look at the world as it is with politics.
Well, there we go.
So already then you've just proved my point, that if you're not allowed to argue or put your case forward on these platforms without being threatened to be kicked off because you're not in line with the admin and all their acolytes that come on and think they can run the show because they know someone and they are locals. And when I say locals, you know, it's these Belito locals there. It's offside, it's unacceptable, and people need it. And I've actually been saying every time we talk about this, it just so happened when I went to Nick, this sort of came up, and he was saying that he also remembered my story with what happened on one of these social media accounts on Facebook, and how it went down and how everyone interacted with me with no asking questions or maybe we're out of line. Just everyone just comes at you hard. They're all friends, and they're all admin across a lot of platforms.
That's the nature of any kind of ungoverned communication media. You know, you have it on a kind of political level with many mainstream publications that are funded by
organizations that
create, you know, this is their polemic and they're going to tell it, and anyone that has an alternative view is not welcome.
Yes.
But what I'm trying to do today on this platform is simply reach out to the community to say, guys and girls, there are two sides to this story. Yesterday we gave a lot of time to one side of the story. They were, and I want to apologize to those we didn't manage to get to in terms of broadcasting your messages, your WhatsApp messages, because we couldn't. We were just inundated with too many, and there was a huge amount of engagement. And I think that most of the people that have got involved in the saga have done it from a good place, a place of concern and care and kindness. And, you know, ultimately, when you want to defend a situation that you believe to be wrong and you put your heart and soul into it.
I get a lot of, no one actually wants to come out and go against these people. So on all those Facebook platforms, the only time I get interaction is either someone trying to tell me that I'm lying or I don't know what I'm doing or I'm bored or lazy, which is strange because these people are on this 24/7 and it's preposterous actually if you follow this these groups. I have to get messaged privately by people because especially if they have businesses or they are known and they're not part of the, like, if they're not part of the status quo, they don't want their names out there because for fear of bully and targeted harassment on these social platforms. And essentially, this the main story is not so much Barry. It's more what's happened with Nick. Like how Nick tried to get in contact with people to sort this out. And I spoke to him today. And people didn't want to pick up his calls. Yeah, they didn't want to help.
I can see from the correspondence that there was a lot of... He did.
So he tried for months. He's been... I mean, the amount of time he's wasted, money, and his own time trying to deal with this, and no one wanted to hear him, not even the municipality.
Yeah. You see, there's another side of it. You know, for many, many years, people have lived alongside Barry in peace and harmony, and they never found a problem.
Belito so locals, remember?
Yes, fair enough, but they're entitled to their opinion as well. The point is that everyone is different, and, you know, ultimately, one has to refer to, there is a law to judge what is acceptable and what isn't. It should be applied. It should be applied without fear or favor and without preference.
The law is the one thing, but
it should
harassing
be applied,
Nick.
Well, exactly.
Like, if they didn't know the story, why would you harass him?
Well, again, if the law had been applied equally and without fear or favor and without prejudice, this situation wouldn't have escalated. It was allowed to escalate. If there is any villain of the peace here, it is the fact that the authorities failed to act. And I feel desperately sorry for both the complainant and the
it's a situation that should never have happened. If it had been dealt with also with the community, so like I say, the people who live there by Nick, no one really wanted to hear it. Also, I'm not sure they really cared.
I think they did. I think everything that has been said and done has been said and done with the best intention, but with a
I think everyone just enjoyed having a go at him and telling him, well, threatening him and saying where he lives.
That's
and
an opinion that you can hold, but I tend to think slightly more magnanimously that people are good, generally speaking.
Generally, but and everyone's good. I mean, even Hitler's mom loved her.
Well, yeah, we can go there if you want to. I'd rather not. I'd rather sort of refer back to this particular situation and to say, ultimately, you know, thank you for coming in and speaking on his behalf because you're a friend and you have the facts. I was there as a neutral third party.
I listened to the show yesterday. I knew already. I was like, this is going to blow up the story. Well, and we also didn't. Once you've got all the, and like now you know, your tune has changed. And I'm sure I know you've obviously must have reached out to people because if things have been taken down on these social media sites. They obviously know that there's some trouble coming their way if they don't play nicely.
Here's the thing, Caelan. It's not a question of trouble coming or threats or acrimony because no one has gone that route. It's really an attempt to find the truth and the facts. And when the facts present themselves, all of this acrimony disappears. So there it is. And if there was more of that in our beloved country, there'd be I think we'd be in a happier state.
Well,
so hopefully
enough.
Today we've been able to put a different spin on the tale and to show that there has been on both sides of the saga there has been an attempt I think to stir up a certain amount of support. The support has created
a bit of animosity, a little support. The support's been more for Barry and people doing, but people cannot do what they did to Nick and think they can get away with it.
Well, hopefully.
But also these people have been doing this for a long time. I followed it. I was part of it. I mean, nothing hectic, but they can't just run roughshod because they live in Belito and they know everyone.
Well, hopefully the record has
and they
been
run a Facebook site.
Set it's straight
also
for
pathetic. I wouldn't mind meeting these people. You could actually bring them in here and I can have a chat too.
Let's then end our conversation on a point of agreement that hopefully once the facts have been established and a clearer picture has emerged, that everyone can dial down the tension and start looking at the situation from a more human perspective, from a kinder perspective. And ultimately, I'm delighted that Nick has agreed to drop charges if the situation has been resolved to the point where Barry has found comfortable accommodation away from, because it's not safe to live in a park and etc. I was very touched by the fact that, in fact, it was the complainant that was most concerned about Barry's dog, and that arranged for a neighbor to collect it because he couldn't. His clearly with a pit bull in his garden, it wouldn't work. So, you know, these are not people without feelings and humanity. And you pointed out as well, even in, you know, the darkest of situations, there is a kindness that lurks there somewhere. Hopefully we found that. Hopefully people that have been very moved to threat or threaten or you know, cast aspersions.
Let's be slow to bring up the lynch mob and the picks and forks and things of that nature, because Nick didn't deserve that. And also, like, people need to calm down and watch what they say, because it's unacceptable, and they can't hide behind their admin groups and their Facebook groups and their Belito locals or whatever, because that doesn't fly. You don't own the road. You don't own Belito. You just live here. And most of these people, they weren't even here in Belito 20 years ago. So I don't want to hear about this.
Okay. Well, there it is. My guest this afternoon, Kaelin Geeky, who is a journalist and a Belito resident and close to the saga that we've been discussing. He's come on board to simply put a perspective to it. Hopefully that perspective has been aired. And the situation now, I consider the case now to be closed. Hopefully there will be from here a happier outcome. But I thank you for your time and coming in and spending it with us. And more strength to you and your journalist career.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I enjoyed this today, actually.
And the afternoon show continues.